Good morning.
Let's talk about this. What was the reason for the survey, I guess, in the first place? What kind of things did you look to find out?
So we've observed over the years that the holiday time of year, there's an increase in burn injuries that we see at the Shriners hospitals. And we wanted to get a better understanding of what's going on at the home and how we could potentially prevent these tragic injuries from happening. The Shriners did a nationwide survey of adults, and we found some surprising and disturbing findings. About a quarter of adults in the survey reported leaving candles unattended, even in the presence of children. Another quarter of adults also reported not routinely turning their pot handles away from the front of the stove, even though those pot handles can be easily reached by children and accidentally pulled down, onto them, leading to severe scald injuries. Another risk of fire burn injury comes from Christmas trees, and a significant number of adults reported not regularly watering their Christmas trees, thus leading them to dry them, potentially catching on fire.
I'm listening to some of those different things, and I think maybe on occasion I might have had a lapse of judgment, as I would call it, and maybe have forgotten that, and thankfully nothing, you know, serious has happened. The pot handle one is always one that I guess if you you cook for a long time, maybe you don't have children, now you have children, you realize that there are certain things that they like to grab at, and so that's a very interesting and good tip. You have a campaign called Be Burn Aware. What are some of the things we're trying to make people aware of as some of those statements or anything else, too?
Yes, so the Be Burn Aware campaign was organized by the Shriners Hospitals in order to get the word out about things that both families and adults can do to limit the risk of burn injury this time of year. These include some of the things we've already been talking about in terms of turning those pot handles away from the front of the stove. When you're cooking, because sometimes grease fires do happen, it's important to have a way to put out those fires close by, such as having a cookie sheet or lid that can quickly go on top of that burning pan or other implement on the stove. Also, with the candles, we often think about candles that are outside, like in the kitchen or living room, but sometimes people will leave candles unattended in the bathroom, especially on toilets. And that can be a great risk because you can imagine someone sitting on the toilet, they lean back, and their hair will catch on fire from those tea-like candles. So candles unattended anywhere in the house, but it's particularly a place we don't usually think about, such as the bathroom or bedroom, can be a great hazard for kids and adults.
Doctor, we've benefited from many advances in medicine in recent years, over the past decades for that matter. What about in dealing with burns?
The Shriners Hospitals for Children have been doing research and care for burn patients for over five decades. Some of the advancements that have been made in burn care include advanced skin substitutes and the ability to grow skin in the lab so that we can treat severely burned patients with skin. We've also improved our ability to do critical care and thus help patients who have extreme injuries survive. A lot of our attention these days is focused on the psychological and the functional well-being of the children. This is an area where our various hospitals are doing advancements in terms of dealing with the psychological trauma that the kids often have and helping to reintegrate into their schools and society so they can live childhood as they were originally meant to.
When I hear of somebody who has burn injuries, I always think there's multiple surgeries that go into that, especially for a child who is still developing and growing. So that's obviously where it makes it for a very difficult time. But with all these different advancements, I guess there's ways to have them live longer lives that maybe their lifespan has increased, that it wasn't like this in the past.
Yes. No. One of the great advances in burn care has been, like, over the past 50 years, back in the 1950s, a child who had a burn of just one quarter of their body was likely to die. In this age, a child can be burned up to 90% of the body, and we expect that they will have a good chance to survive. But the challenge can be that because children continue to grow, but the burn scars don't, they often do need dozens of surgeries in order to help keep maintaining their function. I've taken care of patients personally who have needed over 100 surgeries over the course of their childhood. And this is a lot of suffering for our child and family to go through. So anything that we all collectively can do to prevent these injuries from happening in the first place, it really is important to help prevent suffering.
Well, that's why you have this Be Burn Aware campaign. I understand there's also like a safety quiz that you can kind of take with your kids and you in there, so everybody's sort of watching out for everybody or knowing where these hazards might be.
Yes. families can go to beburnaware.org and take the safety quiz, which is both informative and educational. They can also have the opportunity at beburnaware.org to order free safety ornaments that can have a listing of safety tips around the house they can do to help reduce the risk of burn injury.
Well, we appreciate your time getting all this information, especially about the survey where certain things we think we all probably try to make sure we have our smoke detectors, maybe even a fire extinguisher or some of those safety evacuation plans. But these small little things that happen on a day-to-day basis are the ones that really can save our lives. Doctor, we appreciate your time this morning and getting the word out this morning.
Thank you for giving me this opportunity.
Again, is Dr. Philip Chang joining us, Shriners Hospital's Be Burn Aware campaign. You can go to beburnaware.org.